now return to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
.27 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Next week, we leave for Calta Cruise 17, but before we leave, we will leave you with Calta Cruise karaoke.
Oh.
I keep trying to think of what song I could. Is it going to be something cruise related?
Well, I would say like something to do with cruising or yacht rock type stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that works out. Yeah. But yacht rock leaning more towards, you know, sailing takes me away where I'm always wanting to. You know, something along those lines.
All right, we're going to do that. We're going to do it live, right? In front of the studio audience.
What, we're having an audience?
No, I mean like us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Each other,
yeah. Yeah.
Do we have to stand on a stage or we do it from our
just do where we're sitting, right?
Oh, I mean, it's not really conducive.
You want to stand while you're
singing. We can set up a mic stand over there. I don't know whether we necessarily have a stage, but...
Well, you know, just a little corner.
Mm-hmm.
Something. A little karaoke corner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, sounds that's going to happen next week. Carmen, you ready for that?
What day are we doing that?
I don't know yet. We'll figure it out.
All right. Well, let me know.
Not Monday, so we're good there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So Wednesday?
Good. Well, because I'm not here Thursday.
You here Thursday?
No.
Where are you?
You gave me the day off.
I did?
Yes, you did yesterday on the phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did. I
yeah,
did.
You just said, we're working, you don't have to. I said, okay.
Oh, because we leave Thursday.
Right, correct.
Okay, so Thursday we're going to work until like 8 o'clock. Like we'll do news, and then like 8:15 we'll leave and we'll head on out to the cruise. So because Carmen's over there, I told her that she could either come over here or she could just take the day off because it's only going to be 3 hours. So she opted to take the day off, which is fine, Carmen. I just totally forgot about it. I was thinking that was Friday.
Yeah, no, that's Thursday.
Okay.
And just so everyone knows, I did make an extra best of for when Mike changes his mind next Wednesday and says that we're all taking off Thursday.
Yeah.
Just be ready. So just know it's prepared.
I didn't want to bring up any argument things because you seem like you're a little bitter today for somebody who's having a birthday. But several people in the chat are saying that I did tell you last week on Friday that Disney was going to be filling in this week.
You did not. You did mention it last week on air, but how many things have you mentioned on air that do not come true?
That seems to be your way out of this.
No, that just seems to be very common. You say things. You say you're going to go to places and do things, and they don't happen. This could have easily been one of them.
You thought I would say Disney was going to come in and he didn't come in?
Or he doesn't have the hours. They just cut his hours recently. So does he have the hours?
Business.
Good grief.
Well, I mean, you want to, so I will. But that's the thing. Like, unless it's confirmed, there was no confirmation to me.
Disney, complete this sentence.
Okay.
I know I'm better than
80% of the people.
Somebody at the bone.
Anyone that comes on after 2. No, kidding. Oh. No. I just wanted to stir the pot. I'm an agent of chaos, if you guys haven't realized.
I know, that's why I like it.
But no, there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
People who changed their names.
Oh.
Last one wasn't working. This one isn't working.
Wow.
Her third time's a charm.
No. Listen, we like to bust each other's balls around here. We just bust Spanish balls for reading a book.
Yeah.
But the name change thing, that should be an everyday ball bust.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing. It's like,
and he didn't change his name.
But I'm unclear. Is there a third name?
There should be, because the second one sucks.
Oh, okay. I thought he would change it. I thought this was like breaking news.
Oh,
it was
no.
being changed again.
Like if he came in and he was like, yeah, my real name is, what was his real name?
JR.
His name is John. He's like, my name is John Hitler. And it's not, I feel like I need to change my last name.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right, change it to, you know, John Douglas or whatever you want.
John Stalin.
Yeah. I'm just saying, but instead he went, change it to Rockwell.
Yeah. Cause of the song, right?
The Which artist, I guess. Yeah.
If you're like, yeah, I'm going by Jackson 5 now, by the way. You don't do that.
Ooh, if you had to change your name to an R&B name, or not R&B, but just.
Would it be One Hit Wonder, though? Cause Rockwell.
He had two songs.
He had two? Okay.
He had two. Which cruise? Somebody's watching me and...
Chocolate Rain? Oh, no. That's okay.
Different. No, the other song was... I can't remember. Oh, maybe it was a one-hit wonder.
Somebody's watching me. He's a cobra. Somebody's watching me. Part two. Taxman. Carney. Obscene phone caller.
Obscene phone caller. That was the one I was thinking.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah, I'm not saying it was a hit. It was just one that I remember.
It peaked at number 35 on the Billboard Hot 100.
All right. Okay. Only one
becoming
way to find out.
Rockwell's final top 40 hit, it says.
But do you know who Rockwell is?
Yeah.
So that doesn't really matter. He didn't need the money. So this is the one that everybody knows. There's literally nine versions of this song. I want to hear the Cobra song. Oh, this guy's paranoid. He's got a song called Peeping Tom. What was the one he's a Cobra. That's what I want to hear.
Like, if somebody made that now in their room, which they could easily do, you would go, that's garbage. Like, that's not going anywhere. Well, it didn't go anywhere.
But back then, you'd do the Breakfast Club dance.
Sure. So if you have to change your name, is it a one-hit wonder or R&B singer or what? You're going by one name or are you taking the full name?
I would say you have to go by one. It'll be a one-hit wonder.
One-hit wonder?
Yeah. One-hit wonder.
Can
okay.
it be a group? Can I go, like, Millie? If I wanted to, you know what I'm saying?
Or he could pick Vanilli. You know what I'm saying? Billy Vanilli had a lot of hits, though.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Search one hit wonders. Then.
No, the rain.
I got mine.
Blame it on the rain.
No, I'm not going to do that. I want to be Lou Bega.
I'm Paco. Paco was putting on the Ritz. Was there another one?
No.
Who was it? I don't remember.
Paco was more of like a kind of easy rock.
Yeah, like a.
You're thinking of Poco.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of Poco.
You're thinking of Poco. Who is the guy that sang putting on the Ritz?
Taco?
Was it Taco?
Taco. Yeah.
Oh, that's me. Taco. for so many reasons.
I'm Chumbawamba.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Eiffel 65.
You know this song?
I do not.
You don't know this song?
Uh-uh. Kind of funky. I like it.
This is one of the weirdest songs come out of my childhood. If you're blue
and you know I'm where really to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Putting on the Ritz. Wait a second. Do you know there's a 2017... Putting on the Ritz jazzy remake?
Hell yeah. Oh,
come on. All right.
Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue? I love it. On that famous thoroughfare with
the noses in the... Didn't John Brennan do that for karaoke one time?
Yeah.
Did
he?
I think so, yeah.
He did.
I don't remember.
Yeah. By the way, I'm a Wild Cherry. That's really nice.
What's Wild Cherry?
Wild Cherry.
Yeah.
What you call it?
Funky music.
Yeah, play that funky music.
Oh, okay. Hold on, now I got to see if I can find John Brennan's.
Enunciate, Joe. He scared me a little bit on that one.
Oh, what do you think he said?
Funky Town.
Well, he mumbles.
Well,
no.
All right, we got to figure out what we're going to sing for karaoke for next week and how we're going to do it. I don't even remember. What would that be for John Brennan?
I don't know. I got it right here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. If you go in the karaoke folder, it's literally like the, I don't know, 20th down or something, whatever. It's it says John Brennan putting on this.
Okay. All right. Sorry. John Brennan. I have John Brennan. Putting on the Ritz. There it is, Galvin. Stand by.
If I remember, this was quite bad.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like. Hold on, let me shut this one out. Bing, there we go.
But I couldn't find it, so I got the first version, the original, done by
Bruce K. Tedesco
and
Jimmy Goose.
Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on the famous thoroughfare with the noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time.
Carmen, you understand why it's hard for me to call him my boss now?
I just see him dancing with a hat and cane.
Oh, for sure.
He is our boss, though.
On the ring.
He actually did this in blackface.
No. Oh. Yeah. No. No.
Yeah, I didn't listen.
Did
you weren't there.
Did not let you do that to John Ryan. It's not true.
Oh, my God.
I don't like that he sang it instead of doing that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
At both ways, right. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Sing it through a megaphone.
Carmen, I think I only have one of yours in here.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Is it? I don't know. I wanted to celebrate you for your birthday.
Oh, listen. I mean, one of the best karaoke's.
A little bit caught in the middle. Life is a maze and love is a riddle.
I don't think this is ever on the air. I think Carmen just did this for fun.
No.
I've tried and I don't know why.
Are you playing this?
Yes.
Slow it down. Make it stop.
Okay, make it stop.
Listen, I got one. I got all mine.
Can I just tell you that that's the one that the kid sings in Moneyball?
Yeah.
And I've never hated a kid so much. I hate that kid. Is so unlikable.
She wound up being the daughter on Ray Donovan.
Oh, really?
Same girl. Yeah.
I don't like her. What do you have, Carmen?
This has been voted my best one.
You wanna?
Oh, yeah.
You want a hot body?
Do it, Carmen.
You want a blue body?
Yeah. Hang on, take my pants off.
You better work, bitch. You want a Lamborghini? Sip martinis? Look hot in a bikini? You better work, bitch. You want to live fancy? Live in a big mansion?
The accent.
You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch.
Look at the work.
Was that in the bathroom you recorded that?
No, that's how I started learning autotune.
Oh, okay. Because I heard like the little echo, I thought.
Yeah. Does Chad ever go, do the voice? No. Do the voice.
This was way before Chad. Oh, my bad.
All right. 727-579-1025. Mike Cal, the show. Good morning.
How you doing, Mike?
Good, sir. What's happening?
Good. I just want to let you know, I love the show. I've been listening for, God, I think right as you went into mornings, maybe a little bit before that. But I wanted to say something about Spanish. This is not anything bad or anything, but obviously we know that he kind of craves attention, not in the bad manner, but, you know, he's just, you know, he's a lovable guy. You know, you guys make fun of him. It's just the way you guys are.
Not according to him, though.
All right, but I think subconsciously he knows that you are going to make fun of him or bust his balls about the beads, about the book. I mean, he knows. So I think he did that subconsciously on purpose.
You think he's craving my love, my attention?
Yes, 100%. And I think that you should give him a little bit more love.
A little more love? I thought you were going to say get rid of him.
Just a little bit.
Oh.
No,
right.
Definitely not. No, it was, definitely not.
I'll think about it, sir. Thank you. You think there's any truth to that? Maybe you do things to get my attention so that I will give you attention?
I love the attention that you give me, so yes, I would definitely want more of being made fun of daily. That makes total sense.
You were in the book thing, wasn't really making fun of you. It was just pointing out what was going on.
Yeah, all right. I mean, yeah, sure.
Right. Mike, how the show low?
Hello. Is any of you going to play the dodgeball on day 4 tournament?
If you're in, I'm in. I don't know what you're talking about, but I love it. You're going to wait to day four?
Galvin, you're going to enter?
Yeah, just I'll meet you there. I'm going in right from day one.
I'll see you at the breakfast.
Well, I was looking at the itinerary in the
the alternative.
It said day four. You know what I mean? Sorry. says there's a dodgeball tournament on day four. Coming back.
All right, I'm assuming you're talking about the cruise.
Yes.
This is the
yes.
first.
All right, yes.
Well, all right, but yeah. you understand that you're having a conversation in your head that we're not in yet,
yeah.
and you're just like, hey, day four, you doing it?
I read the artillery.
Like, yeah. It was on the artillery. I did not know that there was dodgeball on the cruise, but maybe we'll play.
What day is it, sir?
Day four.
Yeah, I know. But what
day four?
One, two, coming back. Three,
Thursday,
four.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Check my every details on the Catholic cruise farewell party.
No, that's on the boats.
He's looking at the boat thing, like activities around the boat.
Oh, okay, that makes more
very
sense.
Very confusing, sir.
Yeah,
you want to play dodgeball? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm from Illinois. I want to challenge Galvin.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it's huge in Illinois. That's where I grew up. Yeah, we—that's a big thing. We challenge each other to dodgeball.
Yeah, my money's on this guy. He seems to be really excited about it.
I am not seeing dodgeball on day four, but you know what I am seeing?
Pickleball.
Pickleball.
All right, sir. We'll see you on the dodgeball court.
I think you may have the wrong artillery.
We'll see.
All right, thank you, sir. I don't know where he was going. Mike Helton Show. Good morning.
Hey, I love you guys, but real quick, Spanish, you're killing me with that. Yeah, baby. Cannot stand it, bro. Please stop. Please stop.
All right. Yeah, baby.
There you go.
Oh. 700
new and used vehicles on the ground. Hello? That was your chance. Hello?
Hey, hello there. It's Medicine Man. I know you guys are playing dodgeball. I would suck at it because I lost my touch at that.
I'd love to play dodgeball with you, with bowling balls.
That would be a blast, anyway.
That was that?
Yeah. I fell off his bike.
What was that?
Oh, man, believe it or not, I found a snare drum somebody lost on the road, so I brought it home. Or a tom-tom or something like that, a little tennis one.
You have a little drum that you found on the road?
Yeah, a tennis tom-tom. It has a skin on it, a group percussion on it.
I'm just going to tell you what I heard. It's a tennis tom-tom that has a group percussion on it.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Tennis tom-tom.
Group percussion skin on it. I don't know how old it is, but stuff. Okay.
Oh, is that the one with the percussion skin?
Yeah, it's a percussion skin. It's only a 10-inch drum.
Is it like a tennis tom-tom?
Yeah, it's a small tom-tom.
He's saying 10-inch.
Oh,
it's a 10-inch tom-tom, and it has...
It's not like I have a 10-inch record.
And does it have groove percussion written on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, you speak credit, man.
I figured it out. I did it.
Mike, out the show, though.
Hey, Mike, enjoy the show. I just wanted to tell you guys, Spanish was sorely missed last week. I know you guys give him a hard time. I spoke to him yesterday when he was on the Hillman Ziggy and all. But I just want to let him know he's got to get his act together because he's an integral part of that show. When I first started listening to you guys, I really didn't care for Galvin. And I realized that Galvin, well, and it was more of me than it was Galvin because it comes off so hard,
of course,
you know.
It was.
But what's that?
I said, of course it was you. It's never me.
But Spanish does so much for the show behind the scenes. And when I say that,
you guys are
giving a hard time to whoever it is. It could be Gio, it could be Papap. There's always Spanish's voice in the background, whether he's laughing, whether he's backing up, whether he's running from you guys because you're picking on him. But he's just such an integral part of that show. I think he'd be sorely missed.
Nah.
Yeah, no way.
Thank you, sir.
I'm glad you fixed yourself and you like me now.
Yeah. I love how everybody thinks what people on the show do behind the scenes. Nobody
I would love for him to list the things.
The only
not saying that you don't do stuff.
Right,
I wonder what his concept of what you does, what he thinks, you know.
The only person you can say that does so much behind the scenes is Carmen, because she's clearly laid out what all the duties that she has behind the scenes.
You're welcome.
A lot of duties behind the scenes.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of duties.
Duty. Yeah. It's a duty.
Duty.
Mike, out the show, though.
It was Cleveland Steamer Carl. I just wanted to say that I think what Spanish does is amazing.
All right, Mr. Steamer finds you to be...
That's what he said?
The guy with a funny name thinks you're good.
That's your people.
Thank you. See you at the Sad Weirdo meeting.
Mike, out the show, though.
Hello, rate my impression. Check your panties.
Excellent. Right. Try it again, sir.
No. Check your panties.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I'd give it a solid 7.
Yeah. After.
Yeah, you ruined it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Should stop to check your panties, sir. Mike, how the show, Lou?
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say thanks to Spanish for that Polyphia hookup. Never heard of that before. Enjoyed the music. Have you guys ever listened to Angel Vivaldi, A Mercurian Summer?
No.
Mm-mm.
But I will.
Definitely check it out. It's very, very similar with the guitar chops of a Steve Vai or a Jeff Beck, but it's more on the metal end, all instrumentals. Very, very
sounds
dope.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Check out Intervals.
Mm-hmm. Last call of the day. Hi, who's this? I can't go out like that. Hello?
It's still me.
Okay. But, maybe that'll be the last call of the day. We haven't taken rapid phone calls like that in a long time. And that's why.
And you said why?
Carmen, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Carmen's off Thursday. Remind me that way.
Next Thursday.
I think we're all off Thursday. Yeah.
You're welcome.
We're here tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be in the studio live starting at 6 a.m. We'll have an open letter rewind tomorrow. Do we have any comedians this week?
No.
Oh, but
because we're off.
It's Greg Fitzsimmons is next week. What's this week? You know?
I do not.
Oh, look.
By the way, one of the funniest stories he's ever told is Grapefruit Simmons is one of the funniest things in the world.
I don't know that. I don't remember. I heard Joe Rogan talking about the time that somebody jumped on stage, a heckler, and fought Greg Fitzsimmons. And they beat the snot out of each other, and they were all bloody. And then finally, security grabbed the guy and dragged him off stage. When it was over, Fitzsimmons grabbed the mic and goes, anybody else want some? Check us out on Instagram, at the Mike Calta Show. Go see a picture of the birthday girl. Go see a picture of, I don't know, everything's on there. Go enjoy it. You can see the picture of the alligator face kick. It almost got me banned.
Check out the YouTube page, people.
YouTube, you say?
Yes, I do.
Calta.tv?
That is correct, Michael.
All right. Got like whole show subscribe. Replays up there. Mm-hmm. I like it. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.